Okay, we're going to continue the halachos of tefillin. Like I said at the beginning, right? Everyone remembers the famous Hakdama from the Chaya Odom. We said a few times over here, right? And the Maisa, I want to be tied into what we said one time by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We said by tshuva, right? How can a guy come to Hashem and say, "Listen, hey, I want to do tshuva, yeah? I want to be perfect. I want to be amazing." Well, you're a liar. You're a shiginer. It's not possible, Mr. Fletcher. Hello. Hi. How you doing? Okay.
Unbelievable.
Now the Maisa, we said again, when it comes to Yom Kippur, a guy walks into Yom Kippur and he says, "Hey, come on God, I want to be great, I'm going to be amazing, yeah? This year, no, I'm going to be proper." You're a liar! You're a total liar! So we explained it once, right? Very, very important, you say, for a person to remember Yom Kippur, but I want to apply it to the heat. And we said that the Maisa, when a person comes to Yom Kippur, of course he's not perfect. And of course he can't even be perfect. But what does Hashem want? He wants you to try. He wants you just to say, "Listen, right now I'm not perfect, but I have a plan, and I'm going to work on myself, that slowly, 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 eventually, I will be perfect, even though right now I'm not." And if you show Hashem that little plan, like we said, for example, a person should write down two things that he's going to try and get better this year, if he just shows that little effort, because Baruch Hu takes it as if it's going to be perfect right now. Remember, most of you guys, with tzaddikim over here, it's hot outside, it's a beautiful night, you guys could be going who knows where, you're coming over here to listen to a shir, have a hilchos tefillin, so to make a shem to a morning, you'll be able to put on tefillin properly, but boy, it's a moyadik in your sight! Baruch Hu only bought five candies today. Let's go, let's start that office. Now, the tefillin that we have, right? Oh, today, very important, my boys, so you guys are lucky today. Yeah. Today we're doing the position of the tefillin shel Rosh, which I think is one of the probably biggest mistakes that people make. Tefillin shel Yad, again, we said it yesterday. I think most people, the Maisa, get it basically okay, because we said according to Vilna Goyim, the whole muscle is good, but we passed that in the Mishnah Berurah, that from the tip of the top of the muscle, working downwards, it should not be within two fingers of your elbow. If it is, you're not Yaitan. Let's start now with the tefillin shel Rosh.
You know, that's how you do the hamoch remove. Two fingers above the navels.
That's it, very good. Now, before we start the tefillin shel Rosh, we mentioned yesterday, I want to be mashlim, the halacha Rabbi Yisrael chatzitza. What's the halacha of chatzitza? Chatzitza means a separation, right? An interruption. We know that the tefillin have to be resting on your skin, or on your hair, whatever it may be. Maybe we said yesterday, if a person is very sweaty, and we're talking about serious sweat over here, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be very careful. Wipe it clean. Because if you've got sweat on your arm, or a lot of sweat in your hair area over here on your head, then it could be a shine of a hefsek. We try and wipe it clean. Who I mean, a person's got a haircut, and he has all the cut hairs. You have to be very careful. Try and shake it off.
That's not
the same
have very short hair.
Oh, that's the same short hair for another reason, but we'll see in a minute what's the shot in that. Now, the Maisa, also the Mishnah Berurah talks about lice. Those people with lice on both sides, it's the same thing. It's a problem of a chatzitza.
So you have to be careful.
This is exactly what we're going to try. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Azal Losha, listen to this Losha of Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Chofetz Chaim generally doesn't speak out very stark. But over here, and there's a few other places that we find, one by Machoinim, that the Chofetz Chaim was wild. One of them is over here, and he says, "Ra olai hamaita." What does that mean? Bad is what I saw. So imagine what the Chofetz Chaim saw. You know, that Kodesh Tzaddik sitting in his room. Amazing what he knows. Yeah, he talks in one other place about mixed dancing. Does he go wild with the mixed dancing? What? He mamish goes to lengths about what type of Gehenim these people are going to get. That's a different shayla. Over the Maisa Zut Mishnevur, Ra olai hamaita. On these people, Baruch Hashem is not going to come out anybody in the room right now that have long hair. Zut Mishnevur, you know why? Because if a person has long hair, it's a chatzitza. What's he doing over here? Remember, it's a chatzitza. You know, it's the mitzvah. What's going on? Good kasha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the Maaseh Mishabur says there's two reasons why it's a problem. Reason number one, chatzitza. Right? There's going to be a hefsek between the skin and your tefillin. Number two reason is when you've got very long hair, the derech is it moves around a lot. It doesn't stay in one place. The male, if that's the problem, so it's going to move. If the other is going to move, we'll see later that it's a big problem if tefillin moves. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Fletcher, what does it mean long? What's long hair? What does it mean long hair? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, come on, it can't be so bad. It must be mutter. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if your hair is so long that you can move it from one place to another place, like we said yesterday with the bald guy, This is called long, and Mimela, and the Chasuron goes into the lengths of the hair. He discusses of the Kabbalah, what it does, the hair is Nimshak, the Chait. This is why the Chasidim cut off all the hair, so there should be no more Averis, no more Chait, that's why they have short hair. So, Shmoch Hashem, Be'echosh V'zah. Mimela.
It's called a buzz.
It's called a buzz. It's usually the lingo. Mimela, that's the reason the Chasuron says you have to be very careful. A person, the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, calls it.
Sorensis also do that.
Again?
Shrek.
Schwarzes don't want clippers on them.
Could be. Now the Mishnah Berurah calls it something else, you should know. The Mishnah Berurah calls another thing. A person has long hair. You know what it is? It's gaiva. So the Mishnah Berurah is a bal gaiva! Person with long hair. So the Mishnah Berurah, bal gaiva. Okay.
No, Nazir.
Coming out. No. He's for good reason. He's doing it for good reason. Yeah, for good reason it's okay. For
good reason.
Coming out back to him, it's fine. What if a person has a watch on his hand, or a band-aid, and he's going to start doing the tefillin? What's the halacha? So be'etzel we paskin. The chatzitza is only by the actual tefillin. That's the backs, not the straps. Because we're not going to get into it, because there's a big shade depending on left and right, depending on which hand it is. That's too much longness over here. Here we go, from Shibshat. Now the ma'isa, again, what we're saying over here is, the only problem with chatzitza is the mokum of the bais, right, where the head and over here. Now in that case, Mr. Brewer, there's no reason to take off your watch. Even if you're going to go rewinding, and it's going to go over your watch, so the Mishnah is not a chatzitza, because it's a mitzvah, it's the strap. There's no din of chatzitza by a strap, only by the tefillin itself. However, there's a prima godim, and there's other person that say, when Moshe Shtarach is passing this way, that there's a hidur for a person to remove his watch. Why am I telling you this? Because there are people go around telling other people, hey, you've got to remove your watch, why are you not moving your watch? About that, you don't, you're not required to remove your watch, it's definitely a good thing to do. No, we're going to. Anybody knows why we put our tefillin on our left hand if we're right-handed?
Because you're able to know, because you use your right hand for the mitzvah.
Ah! That's it. I'm waiting for that. Okay. The bite side. All right, Fletcher. Here we go.
Belly wrap.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Lefty.
Oh, beautiful. There's two reasons we have a Gemara. There's two reasons why we put it on our left hand when we're right-handed.
Smack up the English people in the back, my right hand.
One reason is the Pasuk says, Ukeshartem. What does it mean, Ukeshartem? To tie. Very good, excellently translated. Now, what does that mean, to tie? Every mitzvah we do, we do with our right hand. Later, if the mitzvah is to tie, then we have to tie with our right hand, but maybe it goes on the left hand. The other reason is it says, Yod Cho, right? Why do we have to say Yod Cho? Anyone remember? Anyone says Yod Cho? Very good. Shema! Beautiful. Yod Cho. So the Gemara with Darshan from there, what? Yod Cho. Means the weaker hand.
Put it on your weaker hand.
On your Decho. On Yod Cho. The weaker hand. Remember what I say. If a person is right-handed, he puts the twin on his left hand. Now, what is Kobua if a person is right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
Beautiful. You might still get a candy. Oh, that was a good throw, eh? How did you do it? The baseball, the
left hand.
Yeah, well.
What?
Now, the Maisa, if a person writes with his left hand, he becomes a lefty. If he writes with his right hand, it becomes a right. That's the simple
right
both. Oh, ambidextrous. What's that, Ocho? Left. You keep the left.
One of the shows, my grandfather told us when he was growing up in the schools, they would train you to write with the hand.
It's good, Shai. You talk about the bicycle. Even if you've been trained to be a lefty, you're still a lefty. Yeah. Now, how many times round do we do? We do seven, right? Anyone know why? That is unbelievable. I'm running out of candies. Oh. Here, my books are still answering questions, yeah? No more candies over here.
You answer a question now. And there's a whole
Mahalach, right? There's a whole Mahalach. Oh, very good. Okay. Now, Peser Esodaha. There are seven words in the Pasuk. We wrap seven times. Zog the Einige Peskin. You should try to make sure, this is very important, that all seven are under the elbow. Not above the elbow. People start from above and start winding down. You start from the elbow and you go down. Some people say that all seven should be whole, and what most people do, if you have a look tomorrow morning or afternoon, you do one over there half, then you do six, and then you do another half on the other side, and maybe it would see
what
you
want. What about the seven?
No, that's something else. That's not counting the seven. That's not counting the seven.
I can put the hand in the hair.
Yeah, you could do that. On the hand. You should try and do it before, but if you can't go there because it gets too, you've got too short of a hand like this, bar mitzvah with a chicken hand, there's little guys, the mayor, those guys are going to have to put it even lower down. What was that?
It looks like eight.
Because you're going to do seven and two halves, maybe that's why. Lower down. Never heard of the meaning of doing eight. Never heard of it. Lower down.
Well, that's eight is beyond. One more.
The Ma'alam and the Mitzvah. Beautiful. Let me go later. Rabbi said we're about to. What is eight? We're about to start now the probably the most Negea Halacha in all of us feeling. And that is. The Mokoim of the Tfilin Shalosh. Like I said many times, and I sound like a broken record, I'm saying it again and again. You will look tomorrow morning, you will see people, they're not yet to the mitzvah of Tfilin. Every day, they're saying a bracha, levatola. Because they don't know how to put on Tfilin, and there's two nekudas. People make this mistake. People think the Shalosh, all you have to know is where it goes over here. Not true. There's two nekudas at the back. Also, people make a mistake. They're not yoitz, the Mishnah Berurah says. Oh, we'll speak about it. Now, who's coming? You're coming over here?
If I'm putting over here, should I take off my
No, do shavuish.
Can't go.
Don't get excited, yeah?
Shouldn't take off my
No. Where's the shavuish?
Go.
You have a shavuish in here?
No, we really want to.
Okay.
Go, go.
Get him out of the lads.
No,
because...
Okay. Turn him out of the item. What's your name again?
My name's Chaim
Gal. Okay.
Hi, Chaim Gal.
The Poskim say.
What should I do?
Are you an alcoholic?
I am.
That the beginning space you that you put the Tfilin in, Ramosa, is from where, not from where the hair ends, it's from the roots of the hair. From where the hair starts to grow. That's where it starts. And it goes all the way back to where?
Soft part.
Oh, the soft part where the baby, you know where you saw a baby? And you have the part over there of the head that's not connected to the skull. Mm-hmm. What? Right. You're talking about this crazy guy.
It's the beginning of your hairline.
No. Let me explain something to you. When you have a young baby, a young baby has a skull that's not fully connected, and it connects after a while. Now, in that space, you often see it bobbing up and down. It's got the heartbeat there. If you touch that too hard, it's very dangerous.
It's like a bobblehead.
Very, very, very dangerous. I think there's a picture of it over here. Yeah, isn't nobody have a picture? No, he doesn't have a picture of him.
Well,
mine
is also there.
What's that? The kids that you have over here, from the mockery of the root of the hair starts, all the way back there, it's better higher than lower. Now, ask the Mishnah Berurah, what if it's a little bit down? What if it's a little bit dangling like this? Like it's mostly over there, the hair, but like it's a little bit on the forehead. What's that like?
Puzzle.
Finished. Bumsh.
Okay. What again?
A little bit is good.
Some
Siddurim have in the first page of the picture.
Yeah, picture of the tefillin. Even something with the yard. It's not beautiful tefillin. Gee, that's the most beautiful tefillin here. Again, we're talking about a case of a guy that's going like this. Not like this. Look around tomorrow morning, we're going to say you'll see people like this. It's mamish, not the seder. It's not the mitzvah. This is not the mitzvah tefillin. Huh? See? It's basically all. You know, like everything is like, it's basically okay. Yeah, you got the Ganadian, I'll tell you this. You're basically getting Ganadian with a bit of Gehenim in there also, you know what I mean? Now, there's a shiner like this. I have a shiner. He doesn't have such a big one. Yeah, you see that the hair starts lower in the middle and goes up like that? You know what it's called? You have
Widow's Peak.
Oh, Widow's Peak. You don't have one really. You don't even have one? Not really. A little bit. The shiny is like this. Do we, you know what I'm talking about? The winner's speak. Yeah, I have one like this. Is this good?
Yeah.
That's good? See, I was created for this reason only. Ah, now I know. I always wondered, what's the child? Because we're all this way. Now, the Maisa, the police can ask the following kasha. If do we say that it starts from the bottom where my hair grows and put it over there, or the problem is if I put it over there, what's going to happen? On the side, it's on the forehead. So I sat down with one of the big poskim in England, Rabbi Schneeberg, and I sat down, I discussed the shiny with him.
The room.
I sat down with him and we discussed this shayla. Lemaisa and Alochi told me there are some chassidim that are makel, those are zevsha, or but lemaisa of other persons have to be mapped to make sure the entire tefillin, that's their whole length from here to here, is on a mokum where there's hair underneath it. If a person feels during davening it slipped down, he must push it up.
Why does it have to be on the hair?
Yeah, very good, Tasha. If he's bald, what does he do?
Where it would be.
Where the most of the oilam do in that place, and the Ben Yishchai is a murder gazach. So the Ben Yishchai, if you're a bald guy, you'll see, you'll feel, you can actually feel where the hair used to be able to be grown.
Yeah.
Right? Is that true? Somebody just said, yeah.
That's what they say.
No, I think we're not finished with it
yet.
Okay, well, by sight, before we get to the knot, does it have to be exactly in the middle or not?
Why can't you put it under?
You know, so this is Bade Apostle, right?
Why?
This is Bade Apostle. This is Bein Ein Nechem, right? Apostle said, Bein Ein
Nechem.
I said, if you see anybody like this, you kill him.
That's why the rumor started that Jews have horns.
Ooh, wow. Now, the Maisa, the shot is like this. Does it have to be in the middle exactly? Yeah. Or a little bit, how about a little bit like this?
No. That's not middle.
Not kosher?
No.
Middle.
It's better to have it in the middle. There's people who have side by side, right?
Mr. Brewer said to Ma'akev, you must have it exactly in the middle. What's the pshat? Listen to this beautiful pshat. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Graz, says, you have four parishes over here, right? We want to make sure that you have these two on this side of the head, and these two on that side. Why? That's Dine Kabbalah, I'm not going to get into it. Or but purpose, he's so gavel to make sure it's mamish in the middle. Now, before we carry on to the knot, which is very important, is it kedai and should a person go over to a guy in shul and tell him, excuse me, sir, you're not Makai in the mitzvah. You have it all mistaken. Tomorrow morning, we'll both say, is it mutter? Is it asa? Should it be done? Should it not be done? So the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Abadu should be done. Abal Nefesh should do it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, listen to this Lashon by the Aruch HaShulchan. Woe is to those people. Look to Aruch HaShulchan. The boy says, Aruch HaShulchan. Woe is to those people that see others with their tefillin not in the right place, and they don't say anything. Look to Aruch HaShulchan, they get a tremendous, tremendous punishment. However, if a person will go over to somebody and says, hey, excuse me, you got to fix your tefillin, he gets a tremendous reward in Shomayim. It's a very important yisoid. Again, you do it respectfully, but it's tremendous. And this is the mindset for the Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. You're meant to go over to somebody and tell them you're doing it wrong. Again, there's two things we're looking for. We're looking for the height that it's going to be over where the roots of the hair start, not where the hair goes down to, the roots under that, it's going to be over that. And also, it's going to be exact in the middle.
Why does it have to be on the hair?
Huh?
Why does it have to be on the hair?
On the head, on the mock over there. Oh, this is drushes from the Gemara already. This is drushes from the Gemara that we learn has from the mock of the hair upwards again. The whole drush in the pesuk in Bein Ein Nechem means exactly a bit over that. The kids are not for now. Another guy later. Here's the big one. The knot at the back. The knot at the back. Again, this is all drushes in the Gemara. They're not hating the Gemara. This is mamish from the Gemara. It's mamish from Sinai. Now there's two mekaymas that a person can put it. If a person looks, for example, at somebody. So, if he puts it over here, for example, it's basically opposite his mouth. Right? Right. If I put it lower than that, it's opposite his throat. Zogu Mishavua, if it's too low, not yaitza. Okay, so what do we do? Now, everybody knows there's a soft bit, right? Everyone feels, where's the soft bit? No, there. I don't know, for years I've tried to find this soft bit, couldn't find where exactly is this soft bit. But they say, if you want to look good, really good, you look where the ear over here starts, on the other side, and it's generally aligned to that. You'll try that yourself, you see it's aligned to that. Now, the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the knot should be slightly above where it starts getting soft. In other words, it should not be on the soft bit, on the hole, it should be slightly above it. Right? This is very, very important. Tomorrow morning, you must see this. It's got to be, again, over here. Over here starts to get soft. Right over here starts to get soft. I mean, it's got to be right over there. And it's also got to be above the hairline. If a person has a hairline higher up, it's got to be over the hairline. If it's under the hairline, no yaitza.
Number.
Again? Yeah, that's okay. That's an issue. A little bit higher up. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabbeinu, you must make sure that your tefillin shul roish are very tight. Because if they're not very tight, what's going to happen? It's going to slip down. If it slips down, you know you're into the mitzvah. So you have to make sure that your tefillin shul roish are tight. They're not tight. You go to a guy, he'll tighten them for you. Rabbeinu says, halacha l'maaseh. There's another halacha, also people don't know, that the knot has to be exactly in the middle of his head. If the knot is not exactly in the middle of the head, no yoitza, once again.
So I should get a mirror from the back also.
Get a mirror from
two
the back.
Mirrors.
You can feel it, just like you can't.
No, the people just check the front, they don't check the back.
The Sanzer Rebbe decided that I'm not using no mirrors, because mirrors are a big shine in the post, and whether or not we can use mirrors, because my name was the shine of La Yilbash. What's La Yilbash? La Yilbash means, the sober La Yilbash, La Yilbash means that a person shouldn't dress like a woman. Or in post game it means, don't act like women do. Super short banana, you know how to use a mirror. Because it's a woman's thing. Women look at the mirror all day.
Bunch of pretty boys.
Oh,
send so the mirror.
However, now look at the myself, and how do we pass it that it's mostly to look in the mirror, right? Or with the sons of ever decided, it's not worth looking in the mirror, and I don't mind that my spin are slightly off, rather look in the mirror. Now, everybody was chaylik on him, Ali Gedolim, even the son himself was chaylik on him, that about if we look in the mirror and it's Kedai and Hazer is knowing all the Gedolim, you look in the mirror to see if it's in the right place, because the Zah Hoshiba Mitzvah, that it's a Chabal to get it wrong. So again, Rabbi said, there's 4 points we have to look out for. There's the Shalosh on top of the hairline, in the middle. There's the knot, that's got to be a little bit above where it starts to get soft, also exactly in the middle. One last halacha, Rabbi Yisai. I want to finish these halachas, Rabbi. You want to go to this way? The Oyla wants to get to Tzion already. The Oyla wants to get to Tzion already. I spoke to the guy this morning, but it's Hashem, we hope to go. So watch how minds have had to turn on me. Very, very interesting. I went myself. It was very, very mishmak. Now we go back to one last halacha. What with the straps? Right? Somebody came over to me and says, I heard that if the straps are the wrong way, you have to fast. Right? That's what the Shmua is.
The wrong way.
And then turn around, meaning not on the black side. Not on the black side. That's what he told me.
Happens all the time.
So maybe what's going to happen? Everyone's going to have to fast every day. You should receive a lot of money. Be very good. State in Shulchan Aruch. State in Shulchan Aruch that a person must have the smooth black side facing outwards. Again, the smooth black side facing outwards. And we're not discussing the black on both sides. Says the Mishnah Berurah.
Black on both sides are right.
No, that's not right.
Speak
about it. The pastor, we're not going with that. The Mishnah Berurah says if you don't, you have to fast. Or you give start up. Now here we've got a big problem, right? Here's got a big problem. Because like you said, most of the guys are walking around in this way, right? It's a major problem. Now the mice of the post can say that if stuff could go in, Mr. Brewer says this, in two places. Very important. Two places. What are these two places? Number one, around your head. Why? Because around your head is called Uksharatem. And that's the mitzvah. Memela over there, if you have it the wrong way around, then you've got a problem. This Manini we wouldn't fast, we'd get stucker, but if over here we're turning to the wrong way around, then you've got a problem of fasting given stucker. However, and also Zuk Mishabura, in the mocking where it goes around your arm over here, that's Ukisharatem. Mimela, Zuk Mishabura. Every single other place that there is, there's no halacha of fasting if it goes the opposite way around, but Avada, Mitzvah Min Hamufcha, if a person can make sure that his black side and the smooth side is always facing outwards all the time. Mitzvah min hamufcha, it's a tremendous mitzvah. You have to do nothing for it, you get a tremendous mitzvah. That's, by the way, why a lot of the Hasidim, I've seen Ashkenazim also do it, and they take their tefillin and shove the ritzuas, and they wrap it into their belt, and turn it in. So chosh v'zach, you should know. Very chosh v'zach, because again, you make sure it stays on one side. One last halacha, Rabbi, and we must finish.
A gartel, right.
That is one last thing. People do not know this. I told bits to people, they were totally shocked. People think that everything in Klal Yisrael we do, right, has a reason we do it. Some, like for example, I once spoke about the halachas of drinking whiskey after the fish, right, before the chicken soup. Everybody does, b'shmak, have a whiskey. It's a good halacha. You meant to have a drink, right? Beautiful, beautiful. There's many things that we do that people, I'll give you one example of things that we do that we don't have no shine. For example, every time we go, he goes, and then, yeah. Ever saw that?
Yeah, I do.
No, I never saw that. Garbage.
What's garbage?
Like this.
I do that.
Why is that?
Beautiful.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Why is that? Why is that?
Why
is that? Why is that? Why is that? Why is that?
Why
is that?
Why is that?
Why is that?
Why is that? Why is that?
Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Why is that?
Why is
you go back,
yes,
and you wait for Kedusha, and you go back.
That's the stone where the minute came from.
Because you're not going
to
do it.
You're saying you're, that's where the minute came from, but that doesn't mean that you have to do it. Okay.
Well, what about this for Zosa Torah?
No, that already, that's already up. So yeah, no, no, for now. One last thing.
I don't know.
One last thing. Everybody knows, when you finish tying the tzua over here, what do you do? You stick it in there, right? What are you sticking in there?
So come out.
One of those things, why not? Might as well do it. Ah, are you crazy? We are giving our own sack. We do nothing, Stam. Everything we do is up between our sides. Let me tell you the reason why. It became Dominican Kalani Swell to take the strap and stick it inside. Zoom the Avnezer. And it could be, by the way, if you don't do this, you're not yet to the mitzvah. We don't bask in this way, but there is there are places for the whole thing. We don't bask in the hand. In the hand, afterwards, you stick it in there. Zoom the Avnezer like this. What's the mitzvah of the
film?
Okay, shout them out! God, heck on it. Oh. So, one second. If you wouldn't put that in, what happened? You go like this, folding, splatter! Right? That's what happens, right? No. Leila, so you haven't tied it to your arm yet. This last thing of inserting it in there, that's the tying! That's the whole thing! If you didn't put that in, you know you're the mitzvah. Now we don't pass in that way. As Zuba Shabbat Zaman, a bad person does it, he's badly used to mitzvah. But a person should know, if he can do it with a little effort over there, he gets another mitzvah. But boys say, join us tomorrow for more Holocaust. Fire!